Ramban in Emor says the Rosh Hashanah Nisyachet B'midas Hadin U'mani Goy Lomim U'b'yom HaKippurim B'midas HaRachamim. The Gevaldik, we passed Rosh Hashanah physically Al Kolponim. We don't know what was Nigmar. All people ask us, how was Rosh Hashanah? What's Vesich? How Rosh Hashanah was? How do I know? In Olam Hazeh, no, it was ganz fine. How was Rosh Hashanah? Aber Yom HaKippurim is Misyached B'midas HaRachamim Gewaldig. Aber then he carries on V'hukv Ma'amoram Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din V'chule. He sums it up, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Din B'Rachamim V'Yom HaKippurim Yom Rachamim B'Din. Oh, I thought Yom HaKippurim was Yom Rachamim. Now he tells me, no, there's an element of Din. Yom Rachamim Badin. Lichayre, how can you have Rachamim Badin? Lichayre, it's a steer. Rachamim is Rachamim. And Din is Din. Din. Mido, can I get Mido? Bidiyuk, Rav. And Rachamim. Lifnim Mishur Sadin. How do you have Lifnim Mishur Sadin Badin? There's a piyut which we say B'dechiru Rechimu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's a tikkul pele. Why people say it so seriously. Aber kach noagim. Bekeil oirech din. No, versteh, das heide. Bekeil oirech din. Le boichin levavois b'yom din. Wenn schon es boichin levavois. Machshoves. Le goli amukois b'adin. No, versteh. Le doive meisharim. B'yom din, meisharim zot yashar, lehoge deis badin. Again, Rabbi Shimon goes in to the level of machshavos. But then, the hemshich of the whole piyut. If we should sing with us, I say shein enigin. Levasik voise chesed b'yom din. Bezoiche brisoi badin. The choymel masov b'yom din, the tahe choysov badin, the yodea machshavos b'yom din. No, a bissel. Aber the kovish kasoi badin, the gemaldi, kovish kasoi, the lovish slokos b'yom din, the moichal avoyno is badin, noirosihilo is b'yom din, the saleach lamusov badin, gemaldi, noine the koira b'yom din. The foil racham of badin. The same steer. A tzoif and istora is beyond din, maybe. The koine avod of badin, ulai. The rachem amoy beyond din. The shoyme oyav of badin. The soyme tmimo of beyond din. Why is it so with the chidur achimu? The kachav. As far as I know, I'm Koponi, all the places I don't. And what's the chat in the psukim like the moichal avoinus badin, the choim, the rachem amoy, no, the rachem amoy biyom din, there shall not steer on the yom din is barachem. Of a lefoil racham of badin, lefoil racham of badin. What's the beer? The tire chuyus of badin v'chule. It's ken zayin that the pshat is Badin means in the din, in the court case. Which case Nishnaza Stir Metar Choysov Badin. In the din, the British name is Metar Choysov. The Kovish Kasoy Badin. In the din, the Kalashov is Kovish Kasoy. In the din is Moichel Avoinus. In the din is Soleach Amusov. In the din is Poel Rachamov. Rabbi Bazei, it certainly should be a ganze Simcha Dikanigin. So what's the Biyu Hadvorim? The whole year we say, Melech Oyhev Tzdoka U'Mishpot. Seriously, made tshuva, the Gemara says, we have to say, HaMelech HaMishpot. Machloikus, whilst the poskim, we were showing him already, if a person has to be choizer, if he said, Melech Oyhev Tzdoka U'Mishpot, paskim b'di'evet nisht, not poshut b'chlal. What's the pshat, HaMelech HaMishpot? Sayyidachalami Rashi says it's Melech Shel HaMishpot. But it's not Poshet Bichlal Uklal. People who don't know Lashon HaKodesh don't realize the Kasha. Rashi has to bring rayas that you could say that HaMelech HaMishpot is Melech Shel HaMishpot. You often have a chutznikim who will say Harosh HaYeshiva, but they don't realize you cannot say that in Lashon HaKodesh. If a word is samuch, that means if we have certain words, let's say Isha. Isha means a woman or a wife. If you want to say the wife of Ploini, the wife of Ploini, so you could say it barichus and say Ho Isha shel Ploini, the wife of Ploini. That's how we do it in English. But in Lashon HaKodesh, normally one changes the word Isha. And it becomes what's called somuch. And we say Eishes Ploini. Eishes Ploini means the wife of Ploini. When the word is somuch, you cannot put the Hei HaYediyah on it. Eishes Ploini means the wife of Ploini. It doesn't mean a wife of Ploini, it means the wife of Ploini. You can't say Ho Eishes Ploini, because you can't put the Hei HaYediyah on the word which is Somuch. In the word Rosh HaYeshiva, so the word Rosh is Somuch. The thing is, why didn't I explain that to you in the beginning? Because Rosh, the word Rosh doesn't change whether it's Cholut or whether it's somuch, so you won't get clear the chiluk. But you can't say Harosh HaYeshiva. You want to say the Rosh Yeshiva, you say Rosh HaYeshiva. You want to say a Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva. What's the? What are you making definite? What are you pointing out? When you say Eishes Ploini or Rosh Yeshiva, you've already said that the Rosh or the Isha is Mesuyim. There's a particular Isha. So if you want to make it more Mesuyim, where have you got to be Mesayim? You've got to make the more Mesuyim on Ploini. The Ploini is always somebody Mesuyim. If you would say, Lemoshel, Eishes Ish, So ish is not misui. We're not talking about any particular ish. So say Aishas ish is a wife of a man. If you wanted to say it's the wife of the man, you'd say Aishas ha ish. Because what are you making specific? What are you pointing out? It's not anyone, it's a specific one. It's the ish. It's not the Aishas, it's the ish. I'm talking about the wife of that particular man. It's Aishas ha ish. Hu adin, you want to say that someone is the head of a particular yeshiva. So it's the yeshiva that you're making particular. Once you said he's the head of a yeshiva, then it's already something specific. So if you want to say the Rosh Yeshiva, I'd say Rosh HaYeshiva. You can't say Ha Rosh Yeshiva. Ha Rosh HaYeshiva. You can't say Ha Rosh Yeshiva either. But you can't say Ha Rosh HaYeshiva. Hey Vazei, what's the chat? Ha Melech Ha Mishpat. The Rashi brings Kama Dugmas where a mold is a Yotzi Min HaKlal, where we do put a Hey idea on a word which is Samuch. And Rashi says the chat is the Melech of Mishpat. About other Rishonim and a lot of the Paskim bring Rabbeinu Manoach, who says that's not the pshat. Rabbeinu Manoach says the pshat in HaMelech HaMishpat is the king, the Mishpat, and HaMelech is not someone like the normal klal in Dikdu. The king, the Mishpat, and he explains. He says, what is the pshat? He says, Chas v'sholem to say the Melech of Mishpat. Because if you say he's the Melech of Mishpat, it's mashma that there's a musar called Mishpat out there, somewhere, which is independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some musar of justice, some musar of Mishpat, and grand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of that Mishpat. But the Mishpat is separate, Chas v'sholem. The Biur and Rashi, no Hasugi. I want to focus on Rabbeinu Manoach's pshat. She's the more posh pshat in the words. Zogter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishpat. It's all one. It's not two separate things. HaMelech HaMishpat is Hainu Hach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Be'etzem Mishpat. But there's not two separate things. In Ka'amor, a lot of the Paskim bring it. The Taz brings it. Bes Yosef brings it. The Taz brings it. Later Paskim bring it. But that's the Pshat HaMelech HaMishpat. What's the Bi'ah Hadova? What does it mean? That he is Mishpat. Eibishne be'etzem mishpat. What does it mean? He's be'etzem mishpat. The chayav of mishpat is justice, a symbol of justice. What's made us? He is mishpat. We have many places where we're told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyhev mishpat. Why is the Rebbeinu Shlom so keen on mishpat? Melech Oyev Snoko Mishpat. So why is Oyev Snoko? The Rebbeinu Shlom is a Midas Achesed. What's the give? Is Oyev Snoko? Why is he Oyev Mishpat? Zog the Sipurnoi. In Shmois Perigimu on the Pasuk Ekia Sheekia. Ekia Sheekia is an interesting shape. Ekia she'ekia means I am who I am. What did you say? What did you tell me? Is he Be'etzim telling Moshe Rabbeinu? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, if they ask Mashmoy, Ma Omer Aleichem, 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 Moshe Ekia she'ekia, He said, tell them to mind their own business. I am who I am. It's not your business who I am. Is that what it means? Look, the Sipunoi. Eki Asha Eki, Hahoive Tomit al Inyan Echot Mitzad Atzmoi. Number one, Ekye is similar to the Pshat in Shem Avaya. Only Shem Avaya is in the third person. Shem Ekye is the first person. Ekye is I am. Shem Avaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud, is he. Says the Sipunim, what does it bear to me? That he is etzim mitzias mitzad atzmoi. He's not tali on anyone else. And when he says eke asher eke, I'm always the same. I never change. Hahoy vetomid al inyan echot mitzad atzmoi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is etzim mitzias, and it doesn't change. Umizeh yischayev. And because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Gilui to us, what we know about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is he's there. He exists. He's real. He's a real Metzias. That's what he was Megali to us. Do we know anything about him? Can we say about him? No. We don't understand, we don't know, it's an infinite being. Afterwards he comes and he does things in our world and shows himself in ways that we can understand. That's klape us. The Moshul, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is chassid with the Bria. No, we can say Hazan is Oilam Kulay, Betuvay, Bechain, Bechesed, Rachmi. That's the Maisim that he does. We see he brings Oynish, Makkos on Mitzrayim. No, we give it a shame. Call that Elohim. That's things that our Kodesh Baruch Hu does. And that's Be'ika, when we talk about our Kodesh Baruch Hu, is his Pu'ulus. But he himself. He himself, he's there. He exists. The Rambam, other people, the Foshim explain, he's Muchach HaMetzius. He's Etzem Metzius. Mashay Kein As, he makes us exist. He causes us to exist. He's the source of our existence. We're not Muchach to exist. He didn't always exist. He always existed. It's not Chayav that you shouldn't exist. And you always will exist. Zog the Sipunoi, he doesn't change. Because he's Etzev Etzias. Eke Asher Eke, I am who I am and I stay like that. Umizeh Yischayev, Sheyoy Hava Metzias. Now, Baruch Shem Yisayev Metzias. Because that's Kivi Yochel, what he's all about. Kivi Yochel. And he's signing anything which destroys Metzius. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want the mace to die. He doesn't want the Rasha to die. Why not? The Rasha is a Rasha. Let him die. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want him to die. Why not? Because the Rebbeinu Shem wants Metzius. The Rebbeinu Shem wants Chaim. The Rebbeinu Shem wants Kiyum HaMetzius. Umizeh Yischayev, says the Sipunoi, Sheyoyav Mishpatut Stokka. And because of this, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Oyhev Mishpatut Stokka. That's the bracha we say the whole year. Melech Oyhev Stokka Mishpat. Why? Ashe Tachlis HaMetzius. What's the Yisod of Mishpat? What's the Yisod? The Midas Hadin. The Sipora says Metzius. What's the Hesbah? Why is Midas Hadin Metzius? Mishpat is Metzius. Why is that Metzius? And that's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Oy Metzius, is Oy Mishpat. I'll tell you like this. Yadu alachem. The beginning of my separations, it's all the Shem Elokim, Midasadim. And then the pasuk starts, "Beyom asos Hashem Elokim." Eile told the Shemayim, "Oh, it's Beyom asos Hashem Elokim." We know Havaya, Yudke Vovke, it's Midas Arachamim. Elokim is Midas Adin. The beginning of my separations is all Midas Adin. Elokim, Elokim, Elokim. Versus by Elokim, it's Hashem. Sorry. And then all of a sudden we start Hashem Elokim. Midas Arachamim and Midas Adin. It's Chazal Zong. Bitchila Olav Machshava Livra Esoilam Bedin. Rabbi Shlomo originally was going to create the world Bedin. Rosh Ein Olam Miskayim. There's a problem. Bedin is Mido Keneged Mido. Said on Rosh Hashanah, Mi Yitzdak Lefonav Bedin. If you go with pure Din, even the Malachim are trembling. From pure din, mi yisak lefonav bedin. Not shayach. Mido kneged mido bedik to grav. Pnim revealed every chutasaira. Nobody can be on it bedin. It's rosh ein olam oy made. Shitayvim oy midas arachamim. Now the world has a kiyum. Shneema. And it told the shemayim v'oretz. Mi'um asus Hashem elukim. I understand you, Rabbeinu Shalom. You wanted to make the world of Midas Adin. You know the Kalonim of Midas Adin. Ari, you made the Kalonim of Midas Adin. Kalonim of Midas Adin is Midah Keneged Midah, Midah Yukrav. Fine. But that's what you want, right? So, in the rules of Midas Adin, Ein Olam Miskayim, it's good. Ein Olam Miskayim. What's your problem? That's what Midas Adin is all about. Midas Adin is Midas Keneged Midas. If the world would have a kiyum, Midas Adin have a kiyum. It doesn't have a kiyum, it doesn't have a kiyum. That's what Midas Adin is. What's the problem? Ein Olam Miskayim. Sure, that's what you wanted. Why? Teretz is. It didn't all start with Midas Adin. Be'etzem, we're told from Svarim, the very beginning of Bria isn't Midas Adin. The very beginning of the Bria is Midas HaChesed. Olam Chesed Yibon. Why did the Rabbi Shalom create the world as far as we know? Why he created the world Be'etzem, we have no idea, but as far as we know, what's Nisgale to us? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Everybody knows the Yisod, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a Baal Chesed. He wanted to give Schar. So he created a world, and he created Nivroim to give them Schar. That's how it starts. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to give Schar. Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a Baal Chesed. Of the Rebbeinu Shalom is not stam about chesed. As we say in the Yud Gimel, Midas, it's Hashem we'll see soon, a bit more. We say the Rebbeinu Shalom is Rav Chesed, extreme in chesed. Now there's a klal. You could give a matnas chinam, you give a free gift, but that's not the best chesed. A better chesed, a much better chesed, is to give the Mekabel, let the Mekabel earn the Chesed. And that's a greater Chesed. When a person gives a free gift, so the Mekabel is better than Gornish. What's the Mekabel? A Kli Kibel. Moshe Lamad Dovadoyne. Said this many times. An Oni knocks on the door of a Gvir. The Oni is starving. He can't carry on life. He won't live. He tells the Gvir he needs money. And the Gvir gives him money. The Gvir says to him, how much do you need? He needs $1,000. here's $1,000. What's going to be next month? Crazy. Don't have a job, I don't have this, I can't work, I don't want to work, whatever the pshat is. So the Gvir says, okay, come back next month, I'll give you another $1,000. Hey, come back, whenever you need money, you come back, and I'll give you money. Be'etzem, the Oni is a Gornish. The Oni is just a satellite of the Gvir. The Gvir has the money, and he gives. He's a Baal Chesed, Gevaldik, and the Oni is there. Being the Kabbal. The Gvir, let's say, for example, has a garden. A beautiful garden, but he doesn't have a garden. And he can't do garden. Doesn't know how to look after the garden. Doesn't want to look after his garden. The garden's getting overrun. And this Oni who knocks on the door, Be'etzim is a gardener. He knows how to look after gardens. He's a gardener. So the Oni knocks on the door and he says, Mr. Gvir, I see your garden's all overrun. Perhaps you'd like to employ me as your gardener and I'll make your garden look nice again. Adarabha. Gvir is very happy and he employs him. How much do you need? How much do you want? What's your salary? $1,000 a month. Now, is the Oni a garnished? Now, you have to think like a lump and don't think like a balabos. A balabos, of course he's a garnished. He's a gardener. What's a gardener? You tell your parents you want to be a gardener. You tell your parents you want to be a gvir. Oh, those are zeppes. You want to be a gardener? Who will be a gardener? Oh, but let's think perhaps. Put all these stupid ideas away. Both of these people have a mila. Both of these people have a chisar. The mila of the gvir is he has money. But it's a big chisar. He can't do a garden. He needs a gardener. He can't do the garden. He has a chisar. The oni has a mila. He's a gardener. He has the koyach, the ability, the knowledge to look after a garden. He has a chisaron. He doesn't have money. Aliba de emes, the shavim b'shavim. Okay, you have to put away the society that you grew up in. Aliba de emes, the shavim b'shavim. Each one has a mile, each one has a chisaron. What do they do? Be'etzem, they machlif the money for the koyach of gardening. So now the oni is shoving to the gvir. The oni can hold his head high. He's not a nothing. He's a somebody. He has something. Mitzat atzmoi. He's somebody. He has the koyach to do gardening. The gvir has the money. He gets the money. But bizchus atzmoi. Baral says, that's the pshat. Oni is choshev kemes. Because an oni who has nothing and is just a kli kibble, in what way is he a chai? He has anything mitzad atzmai. What does he have mitzad atzmai? He's not real. He's just a satellite of the gvir. Oh, but the gardener is real. The gardener is something mitzad atzmai. He's a mitziz mitzad atzmai. Not totally on the gvir. He's totally on the gvir to get money. The gvir is totally on the gardener to have his garden. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam mi rav chesed wanted to create a bria that nivroim should be mekabel schar, he wanted the nivroim to be a metzias, to be something mitzad atzmo. If it just create us and put us in Olam Haba, being Nenemi Ziva Shechina Gewaldig, then we wouldn't be anything mitzad atzmeinu. What would we be? Klei kibul, gornish, nothing mitzad atzmeinu. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants metzius, says the Sipurne. He's oyhei metzius. Be'etzim, it would just be a klei kibul, not a real metzius. We're just kilo, a satellite, a figment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imagination, kilo.
Aber the Rebbeinu Shem is Rav Chesed. He wants us to be a Metzius. He wants us to be something real. Mitzad Atzmeinu. So Rav Chesed was Moilid Midas Adin. The whole point of Midas Adin is to give more of a Kiyum, more of a Metzius. Now we understand that Chazal. B'tchila Olam Ha'machshav Livreisa Pa'olam Bedin. That's after the original Machshav is Bichal to create the world. That was Midas HaChesed. I mean, he didn't decide to create the world B'Chesed. He's going to create the world. And in order for there to be a Metzius, that the Nivroim should be a real Metzius, Mitzat Atzmon, they should be something. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wants to be Mashpia Metzius. The Rebbeinu Shleilam created Midas Hadin, that the Nivro should be Zoiche in Din to be the enemy Zivashim. Abim pure Midas Hadin, which is Mido Kenegin Mido Mamish Rosh Ein Oilam is Kayim. In pure Midas Hadin, pure Midas Hadin. He was a bedik duk dik duk dik duk rav. Me it's not my father bedin. So what's gonna happen? Midas Adin is gonna boomerang back on him, give Yachal, destroy the world. I don't want to destroy the world, I want a Kiyum Oilam. I'm creating a world to have a Kiyum. I'm creating Midas Adin to have a Kiyum. Midas Adin is there should be a stronger Kiyum, more of a Kiyum. That the Nivra should deserve it, should be something in him. Not just in me. The he mitzad atzmo should deserve it. Mizvos tutman, shitifim, midas harachamim. That now we'll have midas hadin together with rachamim, and there will be a king. Mishpat is metzius. Mishpat is that there's no matnas chinam. Mishpat dictates that the mensch deserves what he gets. There's a reason why he's getting what he's getting. It's not a matnas chinam. Umizeh Yischaev says the Sipuna, because the Rebbeinu Shem is oyhev es hametzius. He's Oyev Sa Metzius because that's what he was Megalitas, that he's Metzius. He's Metzius. And he created a Metzius to be a Metzius. To be a Metzius that as much as it's Shayach for a Bria, to be a Metzius Mitzad Atzmoy, that he can be Mitzad Atzmoy. Kabuma, we're always totally on the Rebbeinu Shalom. But within that parameters, to be a Metzius Mitzad Atzmoy. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Oyev Sa Metzius. Ubisei Yischaev Shuyohev Mishpat Utsdoko. Mishpat together with Stoko, that there could be Mishpat, that there could be Metzius, that Be'etzem the Adam is Zoiche, Mitzad Atzmoy, he has something in himself to be Zoiche, of Utsdoko, that the Mishpat shouldn't boomerang back and destroy him. The whole Tachlis of Midas Adin is Metzius. But that's the pshat. Ha-melech, ha-mishpat. The Eibishter is ha-melech. The Eibishter is mitzius. If the Rebbeinu Shem is mishpat. Because mishpat is mitzius. Be'etzem, we can take this this havana in a slightly different direction based on what we've said, and we can understand something else, a very interesting nakuda. The pasuk says, we say every day koponim, now when people come to slichas they have to say the whole psuki de zimra nebach. So we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, Mishpatim Balidom, the Goyim don't have Mishpatim.
Why don't the goyim have mishpatim? Well, the goyim have systems of law. They have all their justice, their systems. Some are more just, some are less just, or whatever. But they don't have mishpatim balidon. Why is it mishpatim balidon? Because who is the mishpat of the goy? It's a system which he makes up. Kach v'kach shall happen. If a person does kach v'kach, then kach v'kach should happen. That's what they call mishpat. That's what they call the system. A guy, the marshal, steals something, so they put him in prison. Does that give him metzias? Is that real? It's a system. It's a system which we have. Does he do anything for the ganav? Does he do anything for the nignav? The mishpatim and the goyim are not absolute anyway. There's no havamina, they're absolute. They keep on changing them, and changing them from the very big from Yisoida Yisoida. A couple of hundred years ago, many countries, they used to hang a ganav. That certainly doesn't do too much for the ganav. And that's absolutely nothing for the nignav. Because now you don't even know where the money is. The ganav hid it somewhere and he's dead. Then they decided, for whatever reasons, they're going to hang the ganav. A noyef is chayav misa, used to hang noyofim. Then they decided, for whatever reason, no, we don't hang noyofim, but we kill rotzchim. There are different ideas, different chalukei misa. As far as I know, they didn't come up with skila. Sayef they had. Electric chair, maybe it's a naya sort misa, which they invented. A ratzeach. No, he deserves to die. Then, no. Nowadays, no. Those places, no, we don't kill rotzchim. What do we do for rotzchim? Put them in prison for however many years, then we let them go. What do we do for a noyef? A noyef, that became Bichlal Nishkan Aveir. 50 years ago, in England, Al Koponim, if you wanted to get divorced, they were still holding from, I don't know, all the history of all the of England, a divorce wasn't so posh. So you needed a taina for divorce. Niyuf was a big taina for divorce. Niyuf, he or her, by them either can get divorced, he or her wanted to get divorced, so used to hire a private detective, and if necessary, hire a zoyna as well to be mafata the husband, take a few pictures, then come back to the court, say, no, he's a noyef, he's not faithful, steer it to marriage, I can get divorced. Then they decided, but after snished home, you want to get divorced. Niyuf, nishkan aveira. Niyuf became a mitzvah rabba. Arizei meshubach, oseist. You don't need to hire a zoyna. I mean, there's the neighbors and everybody else. There are lots of anxious issues available. In Niyuf became a mitzvah. V'chule. All their mishpatim are just changing. Why? Because there's nothing absolute. There's nothing real about the mishpat. There's nothing absolute about the mishpat. That's not real mishpat. That's a system. And in the Chanami, the Goyim and Mechuyev, to make some type of system, they say that. Not Hefker. They clear Shailas. What's Mechayev you to keep the law? Mustaka Shailas. Such a stupid law. What's Mechayev you to keep such laws? It called many Svaras. Nowadays, there's an unbelievable Svara out there. Most of the big thinkers, as far as I know, old today, what's Be'etzim Mechayev you to keep the law? Nothing. So what enables society to bring the law? What right do we have to put the ganav in prison? All right, he says, I want a ganav. Panasa, That's how I choose to make my parnasa. What right do you have to say that you Geneva is immoral, is wrong, is this, is that? What right do you have? Who are you? You hold like that, and he holds like that. What right do you have? What are they saying? Society wants to protect itself. And since society is stronger than the Yochid, so society has a system where we can get hold of the Ganav and put him in prison, and that's it. Or Be'etzem, there's no schus rather than poshet, the law of the jungle. No. If you hold that the Zayda was an ape, so is Nishkin Kasha, that's your whole system of Mishpat, the same as the ape, was the Chiluk. Absolute, no absolute. Pliatsum. O Mishpatim Balidom, does it ish Mishpat? Mishpatei Hashem is Metzius, is real. The Mishpatei Hashem is to give the Metzakiyum. First in Mishpat, in Midas Adin, is that he gets schar for what he did. Every mitzvah that a person does is real. It's a metzias of Dveikus Bashem. And that gives him a schus to be that Dveik Bashem. Because every mitzvah is a metzias, it's real. And every aveira is a metzias of Idveikus Bashem, of Richuk Me Hashem, of mechitzas between the Adam and the Borei Olam. That's a metzius. Mishpatei Hashem are here to get rid of that metzius if it's an aveira. So how do we do that? Only the Borei Olam who created the metzius can tell us what is the oinesh, the tikkun, the etzim, because all oinesh are tikkun for those aveiras. So the Borei Olam told us a ganav. It's kefel. Who put him in prison? It's kefel. And a gazlan. The gazlan is much more brazen. He comes in with a gun, with chulav and chulav. And a ganav makes sure nobody's home and think, who's worse? We would say, the way we look at it, like look at it like a guy. The gazlan. What should we do with the gazlan? Put him in prison. What's the point? Doesn't do anything for him. How's the Torah look at it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who's worse? The ganav's worse. The gazlan was poigim in quote shamayim. It was poigim, but he doesn't have moira bichlal. Doesn't have moira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have moira from people. The Ganav does have moira. Ooh, a mensch with moira. But no moira shamayim. He's scared of Bnei Adam. He's not scared of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's far worse. A mensch who doesn't have yira. He doesn't have yira from Hashem. He doesn't have yira from people. The aveira of Geneva is far worse. Kefa. Gazlan, Heshem is like saying. The kilkul of the ganav is a much bigger kilkul b'metzias than the gazlan. And the tikkun of the ganav has to be a bigger tikkun than the gazlan. Oh, but when the gazlan or the ganav do what they're supposed to do, and they're choyze b'tshuve, they have to be choyze b'tshuve as well. If he's meshiv the gzeira, he's not choyze b'tshuve, the mechitza is still there. When he's chozer b'tshuva, he can take away the whole mechitza and come back to Dveikus Bashem. Metzius, this mensch is now a metzius. But so too for all our mitzvahs and all our aveiros. Mishpat is metzius. The Rebbeinu Shalom is oyhev is a metzius. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants metzius. Kol ha'oimer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran, Zivutru Chayoi. If a person says that Benjamin is a Vatran,
He doesn't go with mishpat. It's all chesed, mevate. Then yivutru chayoihi. In what way are you alive? You're that oni who just wants to be a kli kibul oni choshev kemeis. The mister garnished. Nothing. Only when there's mishpat, schar, ve'oinish, can there be a mensch, is a metzias. What's the matter, olam haba? Chazal say, nehanchil ava yesh. Olam haba is metzias. It's real. In Olam Haba will be real. Everything we have in Olam Haba is what we did for ourselves. Every mitzvah we have there is there. We did that mitzvah. We did that mitzvah. And Chas v'Shalom, Averis are also mitzvahs. A mitzvahs of imitzvahs. Maral calls Gehinim Heder, lacking. Because the Avera separates himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Makar Metzias, Chas v'Shalom, who go into nothing. Kores, Rachman el Itzlan, Nichras, from the Makar, Rachman el Itzlan. Tshuva is to break those Mechitzas and come back, the Dveikus Vashem, to become real again. Mishpat is Metzius. Hamelech HaMishpat. The Eibishter is Mishpat. Mishpat is the Eibishter. If he's there, we could have a Gvaltige Havonim. It's something we keep on saying over and over and over and over and over again these days. Vayered Hashem be'onon v'yisyatzev imoisham v'yikra b'shem Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is nisgale. Vayered Hashem be'onon v'yisyatzev imoisham. There was a gilui to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was there. V'yikra b'shem Hashem. What does that mean? No, Hamal, Amachloikus, how you learn it? Rashi learns, like the Targum, Ukra Bishmo Dashem. Who was Koyre? If we say it was Koyre Bishmo Shel Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was Koyre Bishem Shel Hashem. Ibn Ezra says, that's not the Pshat. And if you look at the Trop, it's not the pshat. Because there's a mercha tipcha. Vayikra b'shem is a mercha tipcha. A tipcha separates from the next word. It's be'etzi vayikra b'shem Hashem. Abu Dram says that when we say it in tefillah, we have to make a hefzik between b'shem and Hashem. Some sidurim have a makaf there. Vayikra b'shem Hashem. What's the pshat now? Says Ibn Ezra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyre B'Shem. Hashem was Koyre B'Shem. Hashem was Megale to Moshe Rabbeinu the Shem. So, Hasach Meforshim, that the Yud Gimel Midas, which come afterwards, is the Biur on the Shem. The Zibulo says, Vayikra Hokel Yisbarach B'Shem Hashem Kriya Moidas Bulis Elokios. What does it mean the Rabbani Shalom was Kore B'Shem? the Rebbe Hashem was Kari B'Shem, he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Midas of Hashem. The Midas of which shame? Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei was Kari B'Shem. Which shame? Shame Avaya. What's shame Avaya? Mitzius. The source of all Mitzvahs. What is the Kriya B'Shem? What is the shame? Vayavar Hashem al pono vayikra. Hashem told him. Yud Gimel Midas. I'm just going to explain them according to certain Mefoshim. There's a big machlokes. Achlokes Rishonim, what are the 13? There are 13 middos, the Gemara says. What are the 13? There are more than 13 words here. The Ganzim Achlokes, how you make the Cheshvan of Yud Gimel. Oh, but I'm going with a liquid of a few Mefarshim, Ayin and the Malbim, if you want to see more. Missal the Sibonai. The Gemara's. Al Kopani. I'm just being modia that he will come and say, well, no, this one is not, and there's another. Hey, no, Hanami. Of Al Kopani, bepashtas. We need a mahalach. We say this time after time, 7 times every day, every morning. At this point, come to Yom Kippur over and over and over and over again. We need a mahalach. What are we saying? Hashem. Hashem. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Ani Hashem koidim sheyechto, v'ani Hashem la'acha sheyechto, v'chosav sheyechto, v'chosav b'tshuv. Praying the Rishonim, what do you need a midas arachamim? Why is midas arachamim? What do you need midas arachamim before his choyte? I say because that even though the Rebbeinu Shalom knows he's going to be choyte, the Rebbeinu Shalom still is misnaeg avaya. Havai is bin Sarachamim. Why is Havai bin Sarachamim? Havai is Mitzis, Kiv Oilam. What's Rachamim, Rabbi Yisai? Rachamim is Kiv Oilam. Rachamim says, yes, let there be din, but don't let the din destroy. It's not a steer gluya to din. Mesilas Yisharim explains, Rachamim says, don't give them loy ha'oinish. Wait. Give the person opportunity to make a tikkun. Rachamim says, accept tshuva. Din says, no such thing as tshuva. Person did aveira. Aveira is aveira. Gendik, suffer. Before what we just explained, aveira is a mitzvah. Whatever it is, it is. I can have tshuva. Truva is very nice. Mikanu lahabo. It doesn't change what you did. Rachamim says, let him have a tikkun. It's not a free gift. It's not chesed. It's not vitur. No. He has to be mischari. Aziva. Vidui. There's a mahalach. In vitur, there's no mahalach. In pure chesed, just give and give and give. What do we need truva for? Just give. No. Rachamim is kiyum adin. Svarim shneit. The shorish, the word rachim is rachamim is resh ches mem. Those oisis are very interesting. They can be strung around, spun around in all sorts of different ways. Resh ches mem can be machar. Give him a machar. There's a hemshech. Don't let him, don't destroy now because of Midas Adin. There's Rechem. Let him be Noilad and have a Hemshech. V'chule. The Kriya B'Shem, the Hesber of Havaya, is Mitzias. The Rebbe Hashem wants Mitzias. He wants Mitzias, there's Rachamim. He's first of all Hashem. The Rebbe Hashem knows he's going to be Choyte. I still must be a Mitzias. Give me a Mitzias. I'm from the fact my yediyah, which I know that he's going to be choyte. Well, to give me the sarach. Unach the chet comes a ganze neue shame, a whole new havaya, a whole new shefa mitzias after the chet. V'yase tshuva. The Rabbeinu Shalom, what's mitzias? Chet, e mitzias. Period, mechitzes. Let him do tshuva. Hashem, Hashem. Nacha mitzias. Kale. Kale is koyach, says the God. The Rabbeinu Shalom is all the koyach. The shoyish of all the mitzias. Mitzad Hashem Yisparach, it's all one. Mitzad the Briya, it's Elohim, Beloshen Rabin, because it's the Baal HaKoychois Kulam. But before you get to the Briya's Kale, it's all there, Shefa Mitzias, is the gone. Koyach? Koyach the evil to be Koyvish Kasai. Mitzias! Rachum! Imarachim, if necessary. The mensch has to be Moira Rachamim. Rachamim doesn't come stam. You have to be Moira Rachamim. And what happens if he can't be Moira Rachamim? V'chanun, matnaschinum, chain, mitzius. Mitzius. I matnaschinum completely? Not completely. Otherwise, there's no kiyum. Aber chanun is Moira chain. More than Rachamim. But he's Moira the chain. Erech apayim. Don't get, let Midas Hadin destroy. Erech apayim. Wait. It's not, he's not, there's no kas. There's a mitzias. The chatoim a chatoim. Rachman and it's not. But don't let the mitzias of those chatoim destroy. Erech apayim. Wait. Hold off. Let him do tshuva. Let him be metakin. Let him have a kiyum. V'rav chesed, which we explained. V'emes. So the Gemara, emes is midas adin. V'kupterai midas adin. And you'll give midas arachem. Teretz is. What's midas adin is emes. Is that a person should be real. Mitzad zeh. If there wouldn't be Midas Adin, then the man wouldn't be real, wouldn't have a Mitzias. It wouldn't be Havaya Mitzias. Chosom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. Why is the Chosom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS? Because MS is real. Don't look at it as true. MS is real. It's reality. Truth is real. Sheker is not real. But when he says it's true, then why that's Midas Hadin. When he says it's real, reality, then why it's Midas Hadin that the mensch is real. Noitze chesed, lo alofim. Benshams, oye mitzies, a mensch does a mitzies. Chesed builds, helps, encourages. Chesed doesn't destroy. You know, it's a chesed. The ripple effects of that chesed went through the doiras. No, it's a chesed la'alof. The Ovis HaKdoshim were meridike mikaime ha-metzias. The Sharoshim of the Heilige Klal Yisrael. The Rabbi Yisrael is no, it's a chesed la'alof. There's chuyas throughout the doiras. No, it's a ovoin. Why is Noise mean Isoleach? Noise means he carries. So we're talking about Devoira. That the Avon is a Metzias of Ashchosa. When a mensch doesn't have Avera, he creates a Metzias of Ashchosa. A Metzias of, let's put it like this, Mechitza from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's a mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can he be kayim? There's a mitzias of Ovid. And the Ovid is going to destroy the mensch. Rabbi Hashem wants mitzias. Doesn't want hashchos. Rabbi Hashem is noisei the Ovid. He holds it up. He keeps it and he doesn't let it destroy the mensch. Let him do tshuva. Noisei Ovid. What about pesha? It's merit. Ad kidei kach. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants metzius. And even pesha, the Rabbeinu Shalom is noisy. V'chato. In fact, the Gemara, that's not the Seder. V'chato is shoigig. L'chayra chet should come first. There's no say chato, there's no say shoigig. Shoigig is less. Ovoin is mezid. Pesha is merit. So the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Shalom, when a person's choyze b'tshuva, then there's doinois anas in loy shkogois, chato. What's the pshat? Now what does it mean? When he's oise tshuva, the Rabbeinu Shalom takes away the mezid sheba, counts it as a shoygeg, and then he can cancel it. Cancel the effects of the chet. Why? Metzius. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants metzius. Has to do tshuva. You don't get any free gifts. Who wants a free gift? Chasu Shalom. Who would want a free gift now? We understand. I want to be a metzius. I want to be real. I want to have a free gift. No, thank you. I want to be real. Venake. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is menake the effects of chet that the taivin the arises, says the Targum in tshuva. This is all a kriya b'shem. This is all the hesber of what the Shem Avai is. Metzius. Metzius is rachamim. Metzius is bachar. Metzius is there should be a kiyum. This rachamim gives a kiyum to the bench. And the Eibishter wants kiyum. He says, I have stoko mishpat. So the Rebbe Shem was megale to Moshe Rabbeinu vayikro b'shem Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shem was Kore B'Shem, taught him, Ad Heichon, the Rebbeinu Shem wants Metzius. Yud, Gimel, Midas, Rachamim. Rachamim, Rachamim, Rachamim. Kiyum, 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 Kiyum. But Kiyum is not Vitor. Kiyum is Kiyum within Shitif Ima, Midas, Rachamim. Uvechein, we can understand what the Ramban said. Yom HaKippurim is Yom HaRachamim B'din. Stam Rachamim. Stam Vitor. Who wants that? Yom Kippur, a mensch has to be Mishtayach to Yom Kippur. A mensch has to be Chozer B'tshuva on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day when a mensch can get real and be a Metzius. Be something. Mikoyach Yom Kippur, Mikoyach the Rachamim, Bedin. Uvechein in the Piyut, Badin, because that doesn't mean in the court case. The Choymel, the Poyal Rachamov, Badin, with Din. Not stop his Choymel, Poyal Rachamov. His Choymel Rachamov, Badin. They should be real. And all the midas of Rachamim that are in the piyut is all badin, or beyond din, or badin, in din, with din, that it should be real, should be mishpat, should be a metzias. Read the bracha. Ha-melech ha-mishpat. So before Shem explained, what did we say just before? Lo yichaleinu. Chesed v'rachamim v'tzadikeinu b'mishpat. What's tzadikeinu b'mishpat? Azei, the chayra, you should be matzdik as in the case, in the court case, in the mishpat. Hey, if he said the pshat is tzadikeinu b'mishpat, with mishpat, al pidin, give us the tzedek. We should be zoiche al pidin. Enochadami, we need rachamim, but not rachamim without din. Rachamim bedin. Tzadikeinu b'mishpat. Why? Baruch atah Hashem, ha-melech ha-mishpat. You are mishpat. You are real. You're metzias. And you give the mensch, you create the mensch that he can be real. Yom HaKippurim, the Meridika day. When Aseris, you make true with these days, which are the Achana. These are the days that we have to become real. We have to become a metzius. The Yetzer Hara tells us, halavai, there'd just be a vitur, and there wouldn't be a din, and the Rebbeinu would just be moichek everything, it would be so easy. Who wants that? You want to be a mace? Or do you want to be something real? Do you want to be a chai? Do you want to be a yesh? Do you want to be an ish? Ish is aleph yesh, a real metzias. A metzias who has a kesher to the aleph, the ilufa echot shel oilam, ilufa shel oilam, to the Ribbono shel oilam. Do you want to be somebody, or you want to be a nothing? These days give us the koyach to be a somebody. I've added the whole year we have a koyach to be somebody. Amen. In Tali Boretz HaShiyasit Toi V'lo Yechta. We do our veirus. We put up mechitzas. And we create Hashkosa. And we create Rachmon and Itzlan. The effects of the Averis, what they can do to us. Negate us from the tears, chas v'shalom. These days, which we learn from the Pasuk, Krohu v'yosei koroiv. So the Targum, Adatun chayim. Kirvel Hashem is chayim. You want to be real? Pick yourself up. Be a real man. Be a somebody. Be an ish. Ichoize v'tshuve. Do something. Go through the avoid of Yom HaKippurim. Be miskarev el Hashem. The gvaltige avoid of Yom HaKippurim. Viduyim. Viduyim is to be real. Don't run away from the metzias. Come with the metzias. Be part of the metzias and become a real metzias. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat. The Ribbono Shel Olam is oyhev metzias. The Ribbono Shel Olam is metzias. The Ribbono Shel Olam is mishpat. Ha-melech, ha-mishpat.